Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you very much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Coming from San Francisco on Sports Byline USA Home Studios, I am Rick Tittle, and I'll be your host for the next hour, taking your calls on the topic of video games. Yes, that's right. Whatever sports talk network you were with, we will get you back to the 6 days and 23 hours per week of that, but this 1 hour, we talk about video games. Why? Because life would be half as good without them. I firmly believe that. That's why I host this show and have been almost 20 years now. I want to hear from you. What is going on in your video game world? What's good? What's bad? What's ugly? What's overpriced? What's underhyped? What's overhyped? And that's the thing. We are in the golden age of video games. They've never been so cool. We've never had so much access in our own homes on these things. But that doesn't mean that there's not a lot of garbage out there. A lot of people trying to take advantage of you with lousy stuff. So let's talk about it together at the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY. Get it, PLAY, that's 7529. It's a toll-free call, we'll play for the call, 1-800-878-7529. Questions, comments, or concerns from the video game world. We are available on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well, plus Sirius XM 211 in progress. That is the Dan Patrick channel. Blow a horn out there, my peeps and their semis in this great land of ours, this great land of Romania. What's that? Oh, USA. White line fever. What you got out there, my truckers? Also,
Rick, I'm listening to Sirius. I'm not a trucker. Okay, fine.
Also, SB Nation as well out of Houston and through their website, SBNationLive.com. Here in the home studios, sportsbyline.com. Any emails you'd like to send me, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com, S-B-R-I-T-S-B-Y-L-I-N-E, and I'll answer you. And also, it's a good way to win the game that I'll give away in about a half hour. 40 after, I always give away a brand new game, and also a cheat code at the end of the show. That's also requested at rick@sportsbyline.com. No guests today, so you're my guest, be my guest, Angela Lansbury, Candlesticks, the whole thing. And let's talk. What you got? My unpaid correspondence. Let's go. And the American Forces Radio Network worldwide, big supporter of our troops. Come on back. Let's do it.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The double play!
It's baseball season, and you're ready to go all out. So you ordered the essentials to make game day a success, like a jersey, a power recliner, and a bigger screen. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put toward an essential piece of the celebration. An air horn. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/morerewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
The Video Game Review.
The Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, and you can be a part of the show. Just call me up, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. A lot of times I have the answers, a lot of times I don't, and a lot of times we learn together, and I kind of feel that's what this next topic is about, and that is the term metaverse. And I'll bet most of you don't know what it is, and I didn't really know what it was, and I wanted to find out. So let me just tell you, because the term metaverse seems to be everywhere. And Facebook is hiring thousands, once again, with a T and a H and an O and everything else, thousands of engineers in Europe to work on the metaverse. Video game companies are outlining their long-term visions for what is supposed to be the next big thing. And the metaverse could spring up again when we hear from Facebook tomorrow. First of all, Facebook says they're changing their name. So I don't know if they're going to be announcing that tomorrow. But we'll see, because the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg, is supposed to explain the latest grandiose vision. And then again, he might not. But some people are already thinking this is just a way to mine more personal information. All right, so what is the metaverse? What you can do is think of it as the internet brought to life, or in other words, rendered in 3D. Zuckerberg just called it a virtual environment, but it's something you can go inside of instead of just looking at it on a screen. So essentially, it's a world of endless interconnected virtual communities where people can meet, you can work, you can play, all by using virtual reality headsets. Some people say augmented reality glasses. There'll be a way to do it in 2D on a smartphone app or other devices like that. But it's going to incorporate aspects such as online shopping, social media as well. What does that mean? Can you face the people who swear at you on Twitter? I don't know what that means, but I could see the online part of when you go in and let's say you can pick up something that you wanted to buy on Amazon and hold it in all three different, you know, in 3D, something like that. When I first heard of virtual reality years ago, the first thing I thought of was, wouldn't it be great to just walk through the Louvre in Paris and just anytime you want, you can just put on the headset and just walk through it. The second thing I thought of was, wouldn't it be great if they just saved, they wouldn't even have to save a seat. They could put it next to the last seat courtside at an NBA game or any other sporting event, soccer match, football game, baseball game. And now you can turn your head and you have a front row seat. And instead of paying $500 for the ticket, maybe you pay $5 for a ticket because it's thousands and thousands of people. That's what I was thinking. But what this is kind of like a Sims, except you're really in it. Now, I saw an article on BND.com quoting Victoria Petruk, who is an analyst on emerging technologies. Victoria said, quote, "It is the next evolution of connectivity where all of those things start and come together in a seamless doppelganger universe. So you're living your virtual life the same way you're living your physical life. But keep in mind that it's hard to define a label to something that hasn't been created." It's very interesting, end quote. Now, Facebook has already said that this could take a decade or even 15 years to what they said to develop responsible products for the metaverse. So what will you be able to do? You could go to a rock concert. You could take a trip. How about that? You could take a trip, except without having to sit on a plane for 8 or 9 hours, right? So this could be, I mean, this is sort of like, you know, Total Recall or some of these other virtual movie ideas, because this could be a game changer for the work from home shift, especially as the pandemic continues. Rick, there ain't no pandemic in Florida. Well, everywhere else there's a pandemic still. And instead of seeing workers in a Zoom call, you're standing right in front of all of them. Yeah. So literally keep your pants on when it comes to that. But Facebook has launched meeting software for companies. They call it Horizon Workrooms. And it works with Oculus VR headsets. The early reviews have not been great. And of course, you know, headsets run you hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And you also get the big lines in your face. You get a little sweaty. You get a little nauseating. I mean, I have an Index and it still can be a little nauseating at times. But Zuckerberg said a lot of the metaverse experience is going to be around being able to teleport from one experience to another. And that's exactly it, right? So does that mean Facebook's going all in on it? Well, but going all in, they're going big on it for sure, because it is seen as the next generation of the internet. And I'll never forget my friend in the 90s said, someday we're going to be in the video games. And I was thinking like Tron, but no. I mean, like literally in the video game, and you know, you get shot, and it's not like getting shot in real life, thank goodness. But this is something that companies are going to start looking at in coming years, and they also say it's going to take over social media at some point, which would be fine with me. I'm not a big fan of social media because it's, as my friend Shooty Babbitt said, it's 99% evil. But Zuckerberg is supposed to tomorrow use that annual conference to announce the corporate name change, we guess, putting legacy apps like not just Facebook, but Instagram under a metaverse focused parent company. And that could be something else. So critics wonder if this pivot is just because it's trying to distract from the company's crises, which includes the antitrust crackdown and then whistleblower, what was her name, Haugen, about concerns with misinformation. That was Frances Haugen. And she said that the misinformation and the Facebook platforms are harming children and inciting political violence. And she plans to testify tomorrow in Parliament in London about that. So you'd say, so the metaverse is just Facebook. Zuckerberg says no one company will build the metaverse. He says there are a lot of startups that could be potential competitors. There are new technologies and trends and applications that we've yet to discover. Well, video game companies are starting to take a lead on this. And I want to get into this in the next segment because I got more to say about the metaverse. Because for me and for you listening to me, I'm sure with all the different things you can do with this, naughty or nice, how are we going to play games with it? How are the games going to affect us? How are we going to affect the games? And we'll do that next. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. 800-693-8290. That's 800-693-8290.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
The Video Game Review.
Back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Coming up in the next segment, I'm going to be giving away a brand new game. That's right. You know how it works. Come on in and let yourself get heard, girl. Just getting back to the metaverse, because this is a big thing, and I'm learning with you.
Rick, I already know.
All right, well, cool. Good for you. But the thing about startups that could be potential competitors, it's such a lawless... because, you know, right now... Twitter cannot be held liable, anything on the internet. Now, the person can be held liable, but not Twitter. Whereas if something is printed, let's say, in the New York Times or, you know, the Boston Globe, San Francisco Chronicle, the paper could be held liable. But it's like, hey, the internet says I didn't say it. So remember the FCC when Sirius launched their satellites and then XM launched their satellites. XM had baseball, but Sirius had the NFL. And the FCC said, someday we're going to make you guys merge. We're just letting you know. And they did. They did make a merge. That's what 10 years. And now it's called SiriusXM, which we are on Dan Patrick Channel 211, honk, honk, in progress. I just wonder, all these different metaverse companies, would they be made to join? Right now it doesn't seem like it. But Epic Games, which of course... company behind Fortnite, they have put it out to their VCs, not the Viet Cong, but venture capitalists. They say they have raised, listen to this, $1 billion from investors for the metaverse. That's Epic Games. Now, Roblox, of course, another big player, they've been outlining their vision of the metaverse as a place where people can come together, quote, within millions of 3D experiences to learn, work, play, create, and socialize, end quote. So consumer brands are getting in on it. Gucci.
I thought it was Gucci.
No, it's Italian. It's a fashion house called Gucci. They have collaborated with Roblox to sell a collection of digital-only accessories, which they say will go into the metaverse. Coca-Cola, Clinique as well, stepping in. So Zuckerberg's, and a lot of you think he's evil, a lot of you think he's cool. I don't know what you think. But his embrace of the metaverse, or is it worse, metaverse, in some ways kind of contradicts the central focus of its biggest enthusiasts. Because what do I mean? Well, they envision the metaverse as an online culture's liberation from tech platforms like Facebook that assumed ownership of people's accounts, photos, you know, all their pictures, posts, and playlists, and then they got all the data and then they traded off that. So if you think about wanting to move around the internet with ease, but wanting to move around the internet in the way that you're not being tracked or monitored, how is that going to happen? Because it seems clear that Facebook wants to carry its business model, which is based on using personal data to sell targeted advertising, right into the metaverse. Zuckerberg said ads are going to continue to be an important part of the strategy across the social media parts of what we do, and it will probably be a meaningful part of the metaverse too. Okay, end quote. Well, that raises more privacy concerns with the issues we have today, but what the metaverse is going to do. But is Facebook trying to lead the way into the virtual world that would acquire even more personal data and offer even greater potential for abuse and misinformation when it hasn't fixed the problems in their platforms. Because there's no, I don't think, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think there's any way you can fully think through all the pitfalls. And I don't mean Activision, not that pitfall. But they're not necessarily thinking about the privacy implications of the metaverse right now. But listen, for some people, and bless their hearts, this might be, you know, you remember Second Life? This could be something like that. Absolutely. And then everyone will just glom in and jump in. We'll see. All right. Metaverse. I never met a verse I didn't like. 1-800-878-PLAY. Rick Tittle with you on the video game review. Halfway through the show. So I'd let you know, hit that signpost there. Did you watch Squid Game? I won't give it away. Oh, Chewbacca died at the end. No, I won't give it away. But the Titanic sunk. It's an amazing show. And it's not for kids. Despite the fact Squid Game sounds like it would be for kids. Not unless you want to see a million people executed at point-blank range, and I'm not giving anything away there. But there was a marketing firm that said that the franchise of Squid Game was worth $900 million right now. $900 million. And listen, South Korea has really been killing it lately. If you not just think about, you know, some of the great films that they've been making, like Parasite, but, you know, some of the great shows like this one as well. But Netflix this week did hint at a potential video game based on Squid Game. And then it added that it has made progress building its offline consumer product offerings they see as a revenue stream. I did hear this week that Walmart is going to be selling Squid Game shirts. Now, this has the potential of being out of style, out of coolness, almost overnight. Because everybody wants to wear Squid Game stuff, and then everybody sees it, and then they're on to the next thing. It would be like everyone wearing Tiger King stuff right now. You know, it's almost nostalgic, even though it was last spring. It's like, yeah, we've moved on, you know. Have you ever seen anyone wearing a shirt that says Friends, like the TV show, and they're an American citizen? I'm sure there's one or two in this gray land of ours, but not a lot. But anyway, Walmart is the place that bans, you know, music with swear words and, you know, racy novels, and yet they're going to be selling T-shirts of Squid Game, which there's never been a show, a fictional show where more people got shot in the head from point blank range, which I think is rather interesting. But you have to capitalize with a video game right now. And the Netflix stocks are way over $630 now. And the earnings of $1.44 billion, which was way ahead of what Wall Street thought it was going to do. They say in the United States, Squid Game has been viewed by 142 million households. And by the way, Squid Game, to make it, did not cost $900 million to make. So they're making a lot of money on what it did bring in. But that's the thing now, is what's the video game going to be like? Because the video game is going to be across from like a GTA or something else. So, you know, they bought Night School Studio in September, did Netflix, and they launched 5 mobile games in select European markets. And the great thing about this is, when you think about Netflix making a video game, is that if you already belong to Netflix as a subscriber or a member, whatever you want to call it, the games are free. They'll just come right along. Well, then how does that work? Is Netflix going to have its own joystick? Is Netflix going to use third-party joysticks? Can you use your, you know, your DualShock 4 or your Xbox or your Microsoft or your Mac? Can you use those joysticks? We don't know yet. It's still early. But that would be a great way to do it. And I could tell you right now that I was such a fan of that show. I thought that show, Squid Game, was amazing. I really did. I like it when people said, oh, the acting was over the top. Yeah, that was intentional. Did you watch the show? And, of course, they left many storylines open. And there's going to be a Squid Game 2. So that's going to be one of the most highly anticipated. Hopefully at some point next year. I don't know if they can do it that fast. But a Squid Game 2 is going to be – it won't be as good. How many times has a sequel been better than the original? Maybe 1% of the time. Sometimes it happens. It does. It's not going to be as good, but it's going to be highly, highly in demand. So Netflix has raised their hand and said, yep, we're looking into it. We got to find something. I just, I'm all in on that. And you think about all the lousy, lousy TV shows and movies that have been made into video games. This is one where they could turn it around in 2 months, like we've seen a lot of times, just as a money spinner, or they could actually make a really good game out of it, which is what I'm hoping it does. I hope it's it. Did somebody just sneeze, or was that me? I thought I heard something there. Anyway, we will take a quick break, and when we come back, we will
Joe,
give away
everybody
brand
knows what they're
going to
get
I'm
when you step in the over. Ring. Their corner said, look, he's a one-trick pony, but tonight it worked. His right's supposed to be his weapon. That's how you ended the fight. Talk to me about that finish.
You know...
Listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. 800-685-2080. That's 800-685-2080.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
All right, we are here. Hope you stayed with us through that. And it's time now to give away a game, as it is 40 after. And we do that every show at this time. The game I have here is for the personal computer. And it is called Spire of Sorcery. This is from Charlie Oscar Lima Tango Interactive. I guess that would be Colt, right? Charlie Oscar Lima Tango Interactive. Here's the blurb. Spire of Sorcery is an original strategy survival game where multiple simple character and world mechanics combine into a unique game experience, making the game replayable through different approaches. And this is an RPG. So definitely looking forward to playing Spire of Sorcery. My question is, and the second correct answer at rick@sportsbyline.com will win the game. The question I have is this game sound like it has to do with wizards or it has to do with squids? Once again, the title is Spire of Sorcery. Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com, and the second correct answer will win Spire of Sorcery from Charlie Oscar Lima, Tango Interactive Entertainment, PC. Oh, apparently, by the way, it's raining so hard right now in San Francisco that we actually have water dripping on the board, which is weird because there are floors above us. But you know what? No one cares about that. We don't want to hear your excuses, Tittle. Yeah, I know. You need to... But anyway, we're doing the best we can. 1-800-878-PLAY. I thought I would bring this up too. We will have a show on Halloween night, but we'll get into some of the stuff there. Obviously, there's scary games, but the creator of Stardew Valley announces his new game. It's called Haunted Chocolatier. Yeah, Concerned Ape. Concerned Apes. Haunted Chocolatier. Pixelated ghosts who carry artisan chocolates. Now, most of the time I wouldn't even announce this unless it was just an upcoming game and it's like, oh, it's a cute little game, whatever, smiling ghosts carrying artisan chocolates. But because it is from the Stardew Valley guy, and yeah, Concerned Ape, it's a one-man studio. The guy's name is Eric Baroni. He's Concerned Ape. Why he's called that, you'll have to ask him. Rick, you don't know? No, I don't. But Stardew Valley was such a cult darling that just to let people know, and Eric Baroni announced on Thursday that this game was in development, he started releasing trailers and a lot of very colorful screenshots. But there are little ghosts, and they do look a lot like ghosts in Mario. And or booze, is that what they called? So the gameplay shows a mysterious castle. It's filled with all this moody lighting and a chocolate shop and these little ghost employees. They're handing out these bonbons, and then you carry them on your head. A charming pixel art style, just like Stardew Valley. But he said this is going to go in new directions. Baroni said, in Stardew Valley, the focus was more humble. Living off the land, growing food, and connecting to the people and nature around you. However, with my next game, I wanted to explore more fantastical possibilities, experiences that take you beyond the ordinary. That's where magical haunted ghost chocolate comes in. So, end quote. This will be single-player RPG. It's confirmed for the PC, probably more to follow as well. You just jump right into the life of a pixelated chocolate maker. You got to go around the castle, find out the ingredients, and then sell them. So there'll be some similarities because it is a town game and you get to know townspeople and that's how you're going to achieve your goals and such things like that. But he did make one screenshot available and it's a book. It says chocolate bar, ingredients, one milk, 5 pieces of chocolate, value 10 coins, takes 10 minutes, eat 10 heals, 10 hit points. And this was the both of these games have been inspired, of course, by Harvest Moon, which was a highly popular 90s dealio as well. So a lot of fan excitement over this right now. And one fan tweeted back or wrote back, "This looks outstanding. You have my money whenever Haunted Chocolatier comes. Take your time and stay healthy. Looking forward to it." And Baroni said, "Thank you. I'll do my best." Aw, that's kind of nice, isn't it? I think so. 1-800-878-PLAY. Anyway, as I said, Halloween's coming up next show. It'll be next Sunday night. And on Screen Rant, they put out, you know, it's like the 10 scariest games of all time. And it's like, okay, well, but the reason I like this list is because they have it as the 10 scariest video games from the 8 and 16-bit eras. So the NES going into, of course, the Super Nintendo and the Genesis. And it's an interesting list as far as scary go, because the number 10 is Castlevania Bloodlines. And remember, these lists are made for shows like this. It's good talk show fodder. Nothing is official. People will be outraged. It's like the NBA 75th team. How could you leave Klay Thompson off? How could you leave Kyrie Irving off? It's more about who's off than who's on. But Castlevania Bloodlines is number 10. And that was a Genesis game. And at that time, Genesis had a much more liberal view of violence and gore in video games, especially if you think about Mortal Kombat. Finish him. But that game wasn't scary. I'm sorry. It was a platformer. And you're just going along, you know, stabbing stuff. Nosferatu on the Super NES was 9. And that was a game that tried to blend real atmosphere and kind of a Prince of Persia-style game system. And it wasn't a perfect result, but it did kind of nail the feel of the foreboding and the horror and the kind of classic vampire backdrop. The combat system was very dull, though, so it wasn't a very good game. Now, number 8, they have Super Metroid. Super Metroid is not scary. Now, if you think about the Metroidvania, and here we are again, Metroid and Castlevania put together, adventure style of the game, yeah, when you battle Mother Brain in her true form, that was scary, but it was only scary because it was a giant boss. And yeah, it was a giant boss with looked like a fat crocodile with sick arms and red bulging eyes. What do you say it was? Was it scary? At 7, they have Castlevania Rondo of Blood. Yeah, like Rajon Rondo. That was on the TurboGrafx-16, which I bought so I could play the Friday the 13th game, Splatterhouse, it was called. And the guy's name was Rick in it, by the way. But Rondo of Blood was an extremely corny game. It was introduced in Japan on the PC Engine CD. It did finally make its way to the Super NES. It even made its way to the PSP. But it was a little bit scarier than the original and some of the aesthetics as well, but not too much. Clock Tower comes in at number 6. And long before we had Resident Evil, which kind of popularized the survival horror genre, Clock Tower was a game that was really influencing it. And in a lot of ways, it's like a two-dimensional predecessor with kind of elements of Alone in the Dark, which was from Infogrames and of France. Yeah, Grames. But Clock Tower was really scary. There are long stretches of complete silence. There's no music to build up tension. And then a guy comes in with this giant pair of shears that are just as big as he is, and he tries to cut you in half with scissors. That's one. Then a game I loved called Out of This World on Super Nintendo. It's not terrifying at all. I'm sorry. It's not scary, but it's a great game. The Immortal on the Genesis, that was based on a PC game. And that was kind of considered a renegade when it came out because, you know, the Genesis had, you know, once again, huge blood and violence on this. It was a top-down isometric style RPG, a lot of darkness thrown into it, kind of inspiring the Diablos and Torchlights and Sacreds of the world. But a lot of gore. I don't know how scary it was. Chiller on the NES is 3. This is when you go into a graveyard and there were chopped off heads on spikes. The graphics were just too cartoony to me. Uninvited, that was number 2 on the list. That was a port of the computer game and had some toned down visuals to make it past Nintendo's censorship. But it's pretty frightening. It's got some creepy visuals, but it's a descriptive text. So this is really old school pseudo 3D dungeon crawler and then descriptive adventure game from the 80s put together. And then the number one scariest one from the 8-bit and 16-bit, Splatterhouse 2, which was not on the TurboGrafx-16, but it did go out on the Genesis at that point, which was much more successful. TurboGrafx-16 with the way of the dodo. Remember Bonk? That was its big Mario game. Bonk, the guy that would grab. And Bonk, of course, meant something else in England, so they had to change the name. But I wouldn't even really say that was hugely scary. So for me, on this whole list of 10 games, Clock Tower is the only one I would say is really scary. I'm sorry. That's just that's the only one that seems really scary to me. Okay. Let's take a look at the games coming out this week, Tuesday releases, unless I say otherwise. Where are we here? Okay. We have Darkest Dungeon 2, an RPG roguelike on the PC. Cathy Rain Director's Cut, Android, Linux, Mac, PC, Switch. An adventure game. Story of the Seasons, Friends, RPG Sim, PS4, Xbox One. The Unliving, a PC action roguelike. Hammer Ting, that is a PC sim. Wraith, The Oblivion, Afterlife, PS4 Adventure Horror, VR. Pumpkin Jack, PS5, and Xbox action platformer. Saint Kotar, a point and click adventure horror game on the PC. Black Widow Recharge. Are we getting a theme here? Halloween, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, VCS. It's a shoot 'em up. NASCAR 21 Ignition. It's back. PC, PS4, Xbox One. Gas Guzzlers Extreme on the Switch. There's a little same type of thing for you. Undernauts Labyrinth. PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. That's a Japan port. Riders Republic. PS4, PS5, Stadia, yes, Xbox, Xbox One, that's RIDERS, not Sports Writers. Forgive Me, Father, a first-person horror shooter on the personal computer. Roki, R-O-K-I, well, there's an umlaut over it, it's Roki, PS5, Xbox X and S. Voice of the Cards, The Isle Dragon, it's a card RPG strategy game, PC, PS4, Switch. Backbone, an RPG, PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox, Xbox One. It's got like a fox on the cover. And Fatal Frame, Maiden of Black, PC, PS4, PS5, Switch, and Xbox. Lovecraft's Untold Stories 2, PC action RPG. Dollhouse, a Switch adventure game. And Hotel Transylvania for the kids, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox, Xbox One. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code on Sports Pod.
attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing New Author Submission Kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money
on your next flight?
Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares.
The Video Game Review.
SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
The Video Game
All right, we got some gremlins tonight. I'll tell you that. The video get. Let's end the show in our customary fashion. We're getting flooded over here. What do you want? Everything's underwater. With California, you take the 5 to the 405, man. We don't know how to deal with rain, man. It's California. Video game review. Rick at sportsbyline.com cheat code. This is from Kimberly. Rick, what is the code to get into the fantasy zone in Arnold Palmer Golf? Speaking of the Genesis, that's Arnold Palmer's tournament golf, by the way. Well, once it says game over, press up, up, down, down, left, 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 right, and A. Once again, once it says game over, press up, up, down, down, left, 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 right, and A, and you will be in the cartoony classic fantasy zone in Arnold Palmer's tournament golf. How cool is that? What is it? Up, up, down, down, left, 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 right, and then A. Thank you for the email, Kimberly. Keep them coming all week if you want. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review, and we'll see you next week on Halloween. Until then, enjoy the sports talk coming up next.